The funeral of musician and singer Gerry Rafferty will take place later on this morning in Paisley. He'll be remembered for hits such as Baker Street and this one when he was in the band Steeler's Wheel.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face.
Rod Coombs was drummer in the band and he joins us now. That's a tune that will be very familiar to you, Stuck in the Middle with You. Have a listen to this. Gerry was interviewed by Janis Forsyth in 2003 and here he's asked about that notorious scene in Quentin Tarantino's film Reservoir Dogs.
The song was co-written by myself and Joe Egan,
yeah,
who was my partner from Steeler's Wheel. His production company approached us and asked us if we would give permission for it to be used in the film. I never actually read the script or anything like that before we gave permission, but we both said yes anyway.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until the film came out, which I hadn't seen. In fact, this is the honest truth. I only saw the film for the first time 4 months ago.
Really?
Really, that's the truth, yes. But everybody told me about this scene with this poor unfortunate guy getting his ear cut off.
Mm-hmm. It's horrendous.
While I'm saying Stuck in the Middle with You, I thought,
Well, Rod Coombs, how did you feel about that particular scene and the use of your music there?
I have to say, I only saw this film about a year ago, actually. I'm worse than Gerry.
And did you read the script before it happened? Did you read the script before it was included in the film?
We weren't sent the script, no. None of us had any input on it at all. I was in two minds when I saw it. I was kind of horrified on one hand, but then I sort of thought, well, actually, Tarantino is such a sort of pop icon. He makes such incredible films that we're sort of privileged to be in the film in the first place. But I know there was a murder committed up in the north of England by some boys who were using that song while they were carrying out their dreadful deeds. So, you know, but I don't think that's to do with our song. I think that's to do with the glorification of violence, which I happen to have a view about. But as far as our song goes, you know, I guess we have to be grateful that he chose our song. I mean, Tarantino apparently actually, he has a massive collection of albums and he will take several albums and go off and think about writing scripts based around the music. So our film was, the film was made in a way which is quite unusual because normally the music is put at the end of the film. Commissioned at the end of the film. But for this one, he actually cut the film to the song, which is very unusual in the world of film. So, you know, it's an interesting area. I'm certainly interested in it.
Hmm. And today's a sad day for you as Gerry's laid to rest. What are your own particular memories of working with him?
Well, Gerry was a consummate craftsman. I think in the same way as we all were. We all tried to craft the songs into a form which were just very sort of pared down and had just the essential left, and it worked very, very well. We were very happy together, and I mean, nice to sit with Gerry talking. Gerry had quite a sardonic sense of humour, view of life, if you like, and he had a fine mind, and we had a lot of in-depth conversations about everything under the sun, and I kind of remember those the best.
And do you think Steeler's Wheel and Gerry himself really fulfilled your potential as songwriters and as a band?
I think Gerry fulfilled his potential as a songwriter. Yeah, I think through Baker Street, that was the crowning pinnacle really for him. It's a great song. If that's what he came to do, that's what he did. For the rest of us, we were kind of sad when Gerry left after we made the first album. I could never understand that, but he had his own reasons. I think if he would have stayed with us, we would have been, you know, it would have been justified. The whole project would have gone on to greater things. But I'm not bitter about it.
Do you wish it had turned out differently?
Sorry?
Do you wish it had turned out differently?
You can't change things. People are who they are. Gerry was a loner, and I don't think anybody could really reach him, which is a shame. We always kind of, you know, because Steeler's Wheel we're still in touch with each other. We sometimes wonder if, for instance, if Gerry had stayed with the band, he'd still be around today. We could have seen him through his problems, and I think it would have been incredibly successful. But I'm not bitter about it. I've got no problems. We still play together. You know, we're doing things and writing together.
Did you stay in touch with him after he left?
No, No, he got involved in some horrendous legal wrangles with the record company, and we just kind of left into it, really.